From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. New president, new challenges for America's business leaders, and that certainly includes Detroit's automakers. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us now. And Daniel, just 13 days into the Trump presidency, and you say Mr. Trump isn't making things easy for CEOs. How so?
Well, essentially, he's saying, look, we're going to cut taxes and reform regulations, but I'm going to tell you how to run your business. And I think that, number one, is difficult for them because I think they clearly see a guy who's willing to use Twitter and other ways of, frankly, intimidation to bend them to his will. This immigration ban has put these companies between a rock and a hard place. If they speak out, they're liable to get whacked by him rhetorically. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, there are interest groups that are going to be asking questions and potentially customers, either B2B customers, other business customers that they work with, or their retail customers in the case of an auto company, for example. Ford Motor Company came out very quickly at the beginning of the week and said, this does not comport with our values. General Motors has been mysteriously silent, I think wrestling with how are we supposed to play this. And for now has kind of decided, you know, we're gonna keep quiet. The Silicon Valley tech heavyweights are banding together and saying this just isn't right, and this really complicates our ability to do business. And I don't think that the administration necessarily thinks those things through, and frankly probably doesn't even care. But these are global companies, and Detroit is a global business town. It's easy for folks who have lived here their whole lives in Southeast Michigan not to recognize, particularly if they're not working in the auto industry, that this is a global business town, and that these companies, suppliers, automakers, employ people all over the world, not necessarily in those seven countries that were named by the president's executive order, but certainly in markets all over the world. And they're dealing with this on a day-to-day basis.
And you think of even employees that the automakers and the suppliers have who could be from these companies.
Exactly.
And then you factor in the growing fight with Mexico over the wall and how it's going to be paid for. And as you've pointed out, if you're going to slap a tariff on something, then guess who's going to pay? It's going to be the customer.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, I think you just made a very good point. I mean, these companies, while they may not be doing business in a country like Iraq or Iran, they may have employees who came over this country 20 years ago or more who still have family in those parts of the world. And they are not able to see their family. And, you know, this is supposed to be temporary. Will it be temporary? We don't know. We take it at face value, say it's temporary. But, you know, what other measures are likely to come down the pike? So I think business is really struggling here. On the one hand, they're hearing a lot of things from a new administration that they like on the economic and business side and regulatory side. On the other hand, they're seeing immigration and other kinds of efforts that are being done that really kind of cramp their style. So they're kind of in a bind as they go forward. And finally, they've got somebody who will use Twitter to shame and to discipline, essentially, if he feels he needs to. And he did it again this morning.
And we have seen that affect stock prices when he unleashes what he calls his big, beautiful Twitter account on a company.
That's exactly right.
Real quickly, you also point out in your column today that if President Trump makes good on his promise to bring jobs back to America, is Michigan a good place to compete for these jobs? And you say Doug Rothwell of the Michigan Employment Development Corporation says we don't have the tools to do it. What are we missing?
Well, a lot. I mean, you know, the hangover from the global financial meltdown when the Granholm administration issued tax credits because they feared, I think rightly, that the industry was going to potentially go away. I mean, you had suppliers that were failing. You had two automakers that went through Chapter 11. And one of the things that they did was issue a lot of tax credits to these companies, which made Michigan very attractive. In fact, you couldn't not reinvest in Michigan with those tax credits. I remember a top executive of one of the car companies telling me that, you know, it is so attractive, you can't not do it. Well, that bill came due, and it shocked a lot of people in Lansing, I think understandably. And as a result, I think they tended to overcorrect, and they cut out some of those things. So now we're in a situation where you've got a new president of the United States who clearly is going to be using his bully pulpit to try and, at least at a minimum, twist some arms of companies to reconsider some of their investment decisions and maybe, in some cases, redirect them to the United States. Well, what does that mean? I think that opens a sweepstakes for interstate competition. So Michigan competes against Ohio, who competes against Indiana, who competes against Tennessee, who competes against, and the list goes on and on and on. So who's going to be best equipped to compete? Well, Michigan has taken a lot of these things off the table, and I've written about this before in other contexts, and there was a push in the last legislature to get through some economic development incentives, which died when then-Speaker Kevin Cotter basically said, I don't support this, and I think these companies need to be able to compete on their own, period. See you later. Bye. I'm done. So now there's a push to resurrect these again. The new president has given them added impetus, I think, is really the important point here.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.